Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God has always been concerned about the quality of leadership in the home, in the nation, and in the church. Both in the Old Testament and in the New, there is continual emphasis on the character and the devotion of the men who are chosen to lead God's people. The prophet Ezekiel wrote, "Thus says the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel who do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks?" Ezekiel 34:2. Peter used similar language in writing to the elders of the Lord's church. "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly. Not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock." 1 Peter 5:2 and 3. One of Ezekiel's older contemporaries, the weeping prophet Jeremiah, warned the leaders of Israel about their destructive leadership. "Woe be unto the shepherds that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord." Jeremiah 23:1. Neither God nor the prophet Jeremiah blamed all of Israel's heartaches and miseries on the prophets, but they did blame the leaders for their failure to lead the Israelites into paths of righteousness. The leaders would be held accountable before God for not listening to the prophets and not following the Lord's instructions. When leaders fail to live by their commitment to serve God by serving His people, what will happen to them? "Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, says the Lord." Jeremiah 23:2. The leaders may have sought to be popular with the people and not to listen to God's instructions. But whatever the case, the Lord God of heaven was against the shepherds or pastors. He would make them pay for their dereliction of duty and for their bad example to the Israelites. The shepherds had scattered the flock and had driven them away. Why did they not see the error of their way and go after the sheep they had scattered? They did not visit those who were driven away. Because of their failure to seek the lost sheep, God would visit upon the shepherds the evil of their doings. Leaders may think they are a law unto themselves, but they will have to give an account for their actions to God Almighty. The Hebrew writer exhorted church members to be in subjection to the elders of the church, "For they watch for your souls, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief." Hebrews 13:17. Leaders must be concerned about every member, and not neglect to keep up with and to help every member to be faithful. Although Jeremiah was written more than 2,500 years ago, the information contained in the book is as up-to-date as tomorrow's newspaper. Leaders in every institution in American society have obligations to those they purport to lead. I am speaking of the nation, the schools, the business community, and the church. But the main emphasis in this lesson is the leadership of the Lord's church. Elders are God-ordained leaders in the church and have enormous responsibilities for taking care of the members. That was Paul's reason for his dynamic speech to the Ephesian elders. "Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood." Acts 20:28. Elders must not neglect to teach, to encourage, to warn, and to be examples unto the flock. Of course, they cannot lead those who are unwilling to respect their authority. For that reason, we are told to submit to the elders. Hebrews 13:7 and 17. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.